This is Mustangs Football from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Bishop Stadium in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. We're joined now by the victorious head coach from the Mustangs, head coach Ed Hoddle, 2-2 now in season openers. Coach, 40-19 tonight. We talked about in the pregame and leading up to this, last year was statistically almost even with this team. Tonight you outgained them by over 200 yards. What was the difference for you guys tonight?
I think we got settled down a little bit quicker. I thought we were a little bit more relaxed going into this game than maybe we were last year at home. The guys did a great job. You know, we settled down. We were able to get some things done offensively early on, get a little bit of momentum going, and, you know, that kind of feeds the defense a little bit. So, you know, all in all, I thought, you know, minus the couple of special teams miscues, we had a pretty solid game from both sides of the football.
Coach, good to talk with you again after the long off season. And, you know, looking at a paper with the first lineup that came out earlier in the week, so many returning faces on that linebacker core. Boy, it seemed they were swarming here.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here looking at the stat sheet, and the name that I kept hearing over the headset is Tim Campbell. And he doesn't show a lot, at least on this abbreviated stat sheet, but he probably played the best game he's played in 4 years. I mean, he did an outstanding job playing within our new system. And those guys were able to swarm and fly to the ball. You know, they're able to do that because we're getting done what we need to get done, you know, with the front three. I think there's some things we need to clean up, but in our first game with a new scheme, I thought there were some real bright spots.
Coach, almost a tale of two games offensively for you guys. First half, a lot of passes with the new quarterback, Jeff Farrow. What did you think you saw from your new quarterback in the first half and into the third quarter?
He was sharp. You know, I thought he made some real good decisions as we went through the half. Had the interception right before the half. I think that was a combination of him and Cortez not being on the same page, what they were reading coverage-wise. And, you know, those things are going to happen, and we'll get that cleaned up. But all in all, I thought Jeff was really, really solid, made great decisions, took care of the football, and was able to move the chains. And that's what we wanted to do.
Now, the second part of that is Jeff had to leave the game with a cramping issue, we were told. And then Zach comes in the game, and you guys become this running team, and they couldn't stop that zone read stuff, and Trey goes off in the second half.
Yeah, I think all the conditioning that they complain about during preseason really pays off in the fourth quarter, you know, of the first couple games of the year. And, you know, we talked about that. One of our goals coming into the season was we were going to be in the best shape we could possibly be in for situations like this, so we could go out and finish. And, you know, we went in at halftime, and, you know, we were in the situation where we're going to, you know, make the quarterback change. And, you know, we had a couple of linemen that were, you know, suffering from some cramps and some breathing issues with the humidity. So, you know, we had some questions coming into the second half, but, you know, we talked about Wilkes last year. You know, as painful of an experience it is to be up 17 with 6.5 minutes to go and lose a football game, you know, I think that really lesson served us really, really well tonight. And having to overcome a little bit of adversity where your starter goes down, your backup has to come in. You know, you got a couple linemen that are going down with heat issues as well. So I thought all in all, you know, we finished it the way we wanted to finish it. You know, on the ground, pounding the ball out and grinding out first downs.
And going along on that point, I saw how pumped you and your entire team was in a play that will not make any highlight reel, but Anthony Reed on that first down to keep the drive alive.
On the last drive.
Yeah, that's Anthony. You know, he's one of those guys. He's going to thrash and scratch and claw for every inch. And that's, you know, that's what we want him to do. And he's that kind of player, and he's a big, strong kid out there in the slot. And, you know, to come up big in a situation like that is tremendous for his first game back in over a year.
Well, Coach, Anthony's from Philadelphia, and I have to ask you, watching the first half, a lot of the plays that you called look like a certain coach in green and white, like you watched a little bit of tape of a guy that used to coach another green team out west. How much of a pro style, some of these teams are doing the pros now, but I saw some plays right out of Chip Kelly's playbook there in the first half.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we Coach Correll and the offensive staff developed over the course of the offseason, and it really isn't much different from what we did last year. We've just added a few things to it, and I think it looks different because we're executing it better. We feel like we've got a better ball handler. We've spent more time working on those ball handling skills. We've got some young quarterbacks that have that experience. So, you know, really was the right move as we, you know, kind of got out of recruiting and into summer preseason mode. Hats off to the offensive guys, Coach Correll and his staff. you know, they've done a nice job, you know, kind of molding our system to the talent that we have.
I know a lot of these college coaches now, they're looking at plays ran a game. You ran 45 in the first half. Is that something you guys are conscious of, the number of plays you run, or is that just a product of how tonight went?
You know, I'm a defensive guy. The number that stuck out to me in the first half was they ran 19 offensive plays. I think in my career as a head coach, I don't think I've seen a number lower than 19. You know, but that's a hats off again to the offense. You know, we came out, I believe, time of possession, you know, in the first 30 minutes. We had the ball for 19 minutes and 15 seconds in the first half. And, you know, again, that's a credit to the offense. That's a credit to the O-line. It's a credit to the skill guys taking care of the ball, you know, moving the chains. You know, we talked about it pregame, too. You know, we didn't want to go out and hit home runs. We wanted to go out and move the chains. We wanted to go out and get base knocks and move the chains in a consistent way, and that's what we were able to do. And, you know, being able to run 45 plays is a testament to our offensive line and the work that they've done.
Coach, the way this business works, you celebrate the victory now for a little bit, and then you've got a conference game next week against Kings, a team that you guys beat on the last play of a game at home last season. What do you expect from that team next week?
You know, we actually got there too deep the other day, and you know, it's juniors and seniors across the board. You know, I'm not sure what they did today, but I can tell you that they'll be ready to go. You know, they're hungry. They're coming off a 6-4 year, and they could have real quick been 8-2 and right in the mix in November. So we're gonna have our hands full. You know, it's another long road trip, but you know, that's what the schedule has dealt us, and that's what we'll have to deal with.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight, and we'll see you during the week and next week.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. That was head coach Ed Hoddle. We're going to sub him out and bring in our player of the game for the Mustangs. A hat trick for the guy whose name is also Trey. Fitting for Trey getting 3 touchdowns tonight. 1 receiving, your first career receiving touchdown in the first half. 2 rushing touchdowns in the second half. Just from a team perspective, how good did this win feel tonight? 40-19. Certainly a much different way of beating them than a 19-9 win last year.
Felt great. Starting off the season on a win, coming back from last year and not having a good season. Coming out and showing that we can do what we can do on the first game makes a big part of the season.
Difference between first and second half, Stark, 22 yards for you in the first half. Anything in the second half that opened up for you, or it was more split between you and Marcus in the first half, and then you just kind of took over with some great drives, especially to try and steal the game?
Yeah, it comes from the offensive line making their blocks and just opening holes for us. We was running hard, and just, I guess that's just how it plays out.
I mean, could you sense that they were tiring in the second half? It seemed like that's when you guys were really just playing on a downhill plane against them.
Yeah, Coach talked about it this week, how it's going to be real hot down here. We had to condition a lot extra, and it actually paid out in the fourth quarter, second half actually. They was real tired, and we just took advantage of it.
Coach said that's why he was beating you guys up in training camp.
Yeah, all training camp. That's all we did was run.
And I was going to ask, especially when you were helping to put away the game, so many times last year in some of the games where that one play that fell short of the marker, then you had to punt on fourth down. I'm sure that felt good for you, for Anthony Reed in particular, earlier in the drive to keep that going in the last drive, long drive before the score, for you guys to be able, in your own hands, to put that away.
Yes, Coach talked about always when you got the ball in your hands, you always want to move forward, no backwards progress. And that's what everybody had a goal today, that anytime we touch the ball, we was just going to have forward progress and no backtracking.
For you guys in the backfield, what was it like getting to watch this new defense? Obviously, you've practiced against a different formation. They go from a 4-4-3 to a 3-4. They get 6 sacks tonight and 2 interceptions. What did you think of the defense?
The defense did outstanding. They worked extra hard over the season during training camp to actually prepare for this game, and they just showed out today.
Trey, how much have you worked on in the offseason? Obviously, you got a lot of competition with Marcus and Emmanuel. How hard is it for you to keep number one on the depth chart week to week?
It's actually hard. We all are competitive. We fight every day in practice. We just push each other to be harder. And we're all happy even if we're not starting. We still get to back up each other and play as a team.
And lastly, I know this mainly affects the receiving core, but a little bit for you too on the offensive end. You got a chance to see both quarterbacks today, Jeff Farrah and Zach Jefferson as well, both different skill sets, but we heard about the quarterback competition between the two. This was a competition amongst two players who can play.
Yeah, actually, they actually showed out today. All I can say is everybody was working hard. Like I said, between the running backs, quarterbacks do the same thing. They push each other to work hard every day. And competition just motivates everybody to work harder and harder.
Well, Trey, it doesn't get any easier next week. A trip up to Kings, a long drive back in another direction, and obviously a team that is going to be gunning for you guys a little bit. You hung on at the end of the game last year. You had a big game against them. How do you guys take this win in, be excited, but get ready for next week?
We just take it one day at a time. Game plan, practice hard, execute, and hopefully we'll come out with the win.
Who do you like in the NFL and who are you watching tomorrow?
Broncos.
Broncos. Front runner?
Yes.
You're either going to beat the Colts? The Colts killed them last year.
I can't really pick. They're both my favorite teams. I'm a Peyton Manning fan, so.
All right. Well, I'm sure you'll get to watch that game. They can't make you practice at 8:30 tomorrow night.
I hope not. Even if we do, it's okay.
All right, Trey. Well, congratulations on our player of the game. 3 touchdowns and hopefully 3 more next week. Thanks, Trey.
Thank you.